I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And he says, do not marvel that I say to you, you must be born again. This is a great, great verse. The wind blows where it wishes. You hear the sound of it. You do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. This is really going back to the mystery of salvation. The Spirit blows, goes where the Spirit wants to go. We see later on that Paul will really understand and pick up on this idea of the Spirit, this theme of the Spirit. And even when he is giving gifts, he says the Spirit appoints as he wishes. Right? And we're talking about the gifts of the Spirit. Now Jesus is talking about the gift of salvation. It's the Spirit. The wind blows. The whole idea of you can't see the wind, but you can see the effect of the wind. I mean, this is really like very poetic. I mean, just amazing how this thing comes out. And he says, how can these things be? And Jesus turns and says, man, you're a teacher. You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you? You have no idea what this, because again, religion will only take us so far. This Sunday, I'm drawn to Nicodemus today because on Sunday, that's basically my message, right? I'm obviously, it's Christmas service. I'm talking about Christ. But the idea is that, you know, Jesus came to really show us who God truly is and to bring us out of religion into a relationship. I'm going to expound on that thought a bit more on Sunday. And so he comes and he closes with, you know, probably one of the finest verses in all the Bible, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The word only begotten is really the word unique. In other words, there's none like its kind whatsoever. Only one of his kind. There's never going to be another. You know, it's only one. And that goes to the exclusivity of Christ. You know, people say, oh, there's many roads to heaven. No, there's not. There's only one road. It's the unique begotten, only one of its kind. It comes in this place. And that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That's a powerful verse. For God so loved the world. The scripture in the Greek, the world, the word cosmos, it's talking about the whole inhabited world. There is a line of thought in the Christian world that says that Jesus only died for the chosen, right? And he died for everybody, right? He died for the cosmos. It's like, you know, just read your stinking Bible, you know, a little bit. And you can see that it's, you know, then, because then you take the exclusivity, now you take it to an extreme that now is unbiblical in a certain way. You take what God had given and then they take it to another level, right? It's not very good. God so loved the cosmos, the inhabited world, that he gave his unique, only one of his kind, nothing before, nothing after. Right, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. It's interesting that Jesus is talking about this eternal life to Nicodemus, but in a lot of ways, it's a life to come in a certain way. But when he's answering the question, he's talking about a life now. This whole idea of kingdom of God. Right, it's here, it's also yet to come. And he's mixing these two things together. Sorry, I ran out of time. So let's close our eyes. Let's think about in twofold, okay? One, let's think about personally Do you have a relationship with the Lord? Or are you following a ritual? You know, are you doing things to find some appeasement or whatnot? I'm not. Do you have a real relationship with Him? The other flip side of that, too, is praying for people. You know, praying for the Nicodemuses in our life. Praying for people that some that maybe on a facade, outward appearance, seem disinterested. But at night, the true self and wondering, these things come out. Jackie leads in the song. Let's pray together. Personally, and also in intercession for others.
Reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness stretches to the sky. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountain. Your justice flows like the ocean's tide. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness stretches to the sky. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Your justice flows like the ocean. I will find my voice to worship you, my King. I will find my strength in the shadow of your wings. I will find worship you, my King. I will find my strength in the shadow of your wings. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness stretches to the sky. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Your justice flows like the ocean's tide.
Let's pray this morning. Let's pray again personally. Let's make sure that we are operating out of relationship, not ritual, not some kind of form of religion, not some list of duties and tasks that we do, but really pursuing a wholehearted relationship with the Lord. And then the flip side, let's pray for all the Nicodemuses in our life. Let's pray for ones that may have been hardened on the outside, but you know that God is working in their life in some way. And let's ask the Holy Spirit to lead us to Nicodemuses in our life as well. Let's pray for us personally, and let's pray for those around us. Let's go to our community prayer focus, and let's pray for our friends that are battling cancer and other serious diseases. Let's pray for God's healing word over their lives. Pray for the encouragement of Christ and people around them to just surround them with love and just with a lot of grace as they go through. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for those that are sick but also need to meet with Jesus. Let's pray for that word of healing, but especially that word of salvation. pray for our community dealing with non-cancer related illnesses. And let's pray for God's healing touch. Let's pray for those that are looking for work. Let's pray for God's provision. Let's go to our mission prayer focus. Let's pray for Indonesia. Pray for Febe Ministry. Pray for the church in Kupang. And pray for Singapore and our church plant. They're having the second service on December 22nd. And Pastor Eugene will be going out there and preaching on that Sunday. And so let's pray for that time and as they just continue to grow as a church. And there's a lot of work to do in terms of setting up the entity in Singapore, and so just pray for all the leaders that they would have a lot of favor with the government. Let's pray for these two countries. Let's pray for our education ministries. Pray for Noah's Ark, SP Youth, and SPU. Pray for the pastors and the leaders and all the volunteers that are involved in these ministries. And let's just really ask the Holy Spirit to help us to raise our kids and our young people into His heart and hands. Let's pray. Let's pray for our families and our marriages. Let's pray for God to protect that union between husband and wife. If there's any difficulties or whatnot, pray for healing, restoration. Pray for the kids and the families that they would grow strong under God's house. Let's just lift up. Thank you. Lastly, let's pray over our weekend before the Lord. Let's pray for House Church today, Bel Air, Robinson family, my daddy. Pray for our two services. It's Christmas service. Tomorrow we have the kids singing, the youth group singing. We have a choir as well. Just pray for just an awesome celebration of the Lord. Pray for our hospitality ministries, the barista, and the welcoming. Pray for Noah's Ark, SP Youth. Pray for the outreaches happening, the Agape and the homeless ministries that day. And just all the meetings that are going on through this weekend. Just pray for God's hand and just real anointing. That people would be affected in a very righteous, positive way this weekend. Father, we just thank you. Yeah, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the beginning of this weekend, Lord, that we can really give ourselves to you, God, and really learn to walk in the deeper relationship with you, Lord. We thank you for our church and our families, God, our kids, and we ask you to really bless them, God, through this weekend. Lord, as we celebrate the birth of Christ on Sunday, we just pray for the Spirit of God, the presence of the Lord, to come and minister to us in a deep, profound way, God. We love you, Lord. Just help us the rest of this weekend. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Bless you guys. Enjoy the rest of your prayer time, and we'll see you guys tomorrow at service.